Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Kuf Yud Gimel. Let's start at the two dots on Kuf Yud Beis and with Beis. The Mishnah taught that the Torah says, as Kol Shlala, all of her merchandise of the city where they worship idols is to be gathered into the thoroughfare and destroyed. But apparently if it's not her merchandise, if it's God's merchandise, it doesn't get destroyed. So we talked about karbanos yesterday. What about the agricultural gifts, trumos? We know that when a person has produce, he's supposed to give at the, you know, the normal amount is 2% of the produce. That's truma. It becomes holy. It gets given to the kohen. The kohen eats it in a state of purity. So the Mishnah says trumot yir kavu. The trumot of the irani dacha should rot. Am Rav Chizda said, Lo Shanu, that's true, only with Ella Truma Biyad Yisrael, where a Jew has separated some produce, said it's Truma, and he hasn't yet handed it over. So that's it's not his. It's Truma already. Avol Truma Biyad Kohen, but let's say you have in this city of idolatry a Kohen, and he got some Truma. And he's a member of the city. He worshipped idols. He's part of the minority that didn't worship idols, but he's a member of the city. So came to Mamona, once he gets the Truma, it's his own money. So then Tisari, if that is the property of the city, that should be destroyed. So that's the view of Rav Chizda. Master Rav Yosef challenged this. What about the rest of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Master Shani, if you have produce that you're supposed to bring up to Yerushalayim, because it's the 10% that's supposed to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there in a state of purity, or Kisvei HaKodesh, or if you have a Sefer Torah or some other holy book in the city of refuge, Yiganezu, they should be buried. Right? They don't get burned, they get buried. Now, one second.
Your Torah and Yiganezu, the ultimate is the same, no?
I mean, they're, it's the same in the sense that you don't get usage, but I'm saying burial. Yeah, you don't get usage. The burial of food is you're not destroying it, though, right? When if it rots, so you know, to some degree, you're allowing it to get destroyed on its own.
If you bury, you might be getting some
benefit from it, maybe. Right, from the fertilizer. Ma'aser Sheni biyad Yisrael, ketrum biyad Kohenu. Now, Ma'aser Sheni belongs to the Yisrael. It's something he's supposed to take to Yerushalayim and eat. It's like truma that belongs to the Kohen, that the Kohen is supposed to eat. The Katani Yiganezu. And it doesn't say that it gets destroyed. It just gets buried, right? So it's not like the merchandise of the Irani Dachas that gets destroyed. You just said that once the truma is given to the Kohen, he should burn it. Well, if he should burn the truma, so then the Ma'aser Sheni should also be burned. So the Gemara says like this: Eli Itmar, Hachi Itmar. We're going to say something about Rav Chizda. If Rav Chizda said something about the Mishnah, this is what he said: I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Lo Shanu. When did the Mishnah say it's rule? Ela truma biyad kohen. The truma that's in the hands of the kohen. So then the kohen is to let it rot, because it's not, even though it's his money. Even though it is his possession, it would be disrespectful to burn it. Be zilzel. It would be an act of disrespect to burn it. So he doesn't go burn it. Aval truma biyad Yisrael. But if the truma hasn't been given over to the Kohen yet, it's Yisrael who separated things as truma. That's not his property at all. So since it's not his property, it doesn't become prohibited at all. So then what happens with it? Tzinas in the Kohen, Shabir Acheres. He should just give it to a Kohen who's in another city. That's not his property. So it wasn't the property of the Irani Dachas that has any prohibition to it. So ultimately what the Gemara says is that the property that's holy property, but that's private property, so really there's a prohibition in it because it's private property, but because it's holy property, it would be disrespectful. So therefore it doesn't get burned. It just gets put away. Whereas the property that doesn't even belong to a member of the Irani Dachas, and it's given away to people outside of the city. Tanan Asam, we learned in a Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim. Isa Shel Ma'aser Sheni, if you have a dough made out of Ma'aser Sheni, So is there a mitzvah to separate from this dough a piece of challah to give to the kohen? Is it called Ariso Seichem, your dough? So according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that Maaser Sheni belongs to God, Mamon Gavoah Hu Ptur Min HaChallah, there's no obligation of challah. That's the view of Rabbi Meir. V'achachamim v'chayvim. Whereas the sages say that Maaser Sheni is private property, so challah has to be separated from it. Amar Rav Chizda said, Machlokas, Maaser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. The argument is about Maaser Sheni that's already in Jerusalem, where you're allowed to eat it. Dear Rabbi Meir, Savar Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoah Hu. Rabbi Meir holds it belongs to God. Rabbanan, so it's not Ariso Seichem, your dough. Rabbanan Savi Mamun Hejidu, it belongs to the person. Aval Begvulin, but if it's Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, you're supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim. Devri Akol Potter, then everybody would agree that it's not yet yours, and no one would say you have to give Maaser, you have to give challah from it. That's what we say now in from Rav Chisda. However, Master Rav Yosef, again, Rav Yosef challenged Rav Chisda. We learned in our Mishnah that if you have it in Irani Dachas, Maaser Sheni, V'kisvia Kodesh, if you have Maaser Sheni or holy writings, Yiganzu, so they have to be buried, okay? But they don't get burned. So, B'mayaskina, where are we dealing with this? Yilim B'Yerushalayim, if we're talking about Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, Mihavi Irani Dachas, could Yerushalayim even become a city where the majority of worshipped idols and have the status of Yerni Tachas? But Tanya Brunet in Bavakama, Asar Advarim Namur B'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, as I mentioned yesterday, is different from everywhere else. It doesn't really belong to people individually. It's God's land. Lonis Chalkal HaShvatim was never given to the tribes. So there are 10 laws about Yerushalayim, and one of them, Zu Achasman, this is one of the laws that Ainan Asis Yerni Tachas. It can never become an Yerni Tachas. So how could you have Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim as an irani, of an irani dachas? So Ella b'ir acheres. So we're talking about the Maaser Sheni belongs to another city. V'askul l'gava. Then they brought this Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim. And then in that city they became idol worshippers. So you can't say that. Hakol tu amuchitzos. Once the Maaser Sheni goes into the walls of Yerushalayim, it can't go out. So then why do you have to even bury it? Elalav, so what are you talking about? Begvulin, must be it's Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Bekatania, nevertheless, it says Yiganezu. They have to be buried. So you see, not like Rav Chisda, because according to Rav Chisda, Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim belongs to God. So if it belongs to God, so then why is it becoming prohibited? It's not shlala, it's not the property of the Irani Dachas. So Gemara says, lo, no, it's not a proof. Lo'olam d'ir acheres. We're talking about Maaser Sheni of another city. Askul l'gava, they brought it to Yerushalayim. And nevertheless, you can't eat it. Tachab mayaskinan. Why? Because nitma, we're talking about where the Maaser Sheni became impure. Since it became impure, it couldn't be eaten. So Gemara says, Velifrike. So then why don't you just redeem it? And with the money, go buy regular food and eat that food in Yerushalayim. So Amr Belazar, Belazar said, Minayin la Maaser Sheni shenitma shepotun osu afilu b'Yerushalayim. That if Maaser Sheni becomes impure, then you can redeem it even in Yerushalayim. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Lo suchal se'eso, you can't transport it. That's why you can redeem it. Vein se'eso la'achila. Se'eso can also mean eating, Shenamar, as it says, Vayisa Masos Me'ez Panav, that they gave, that Yosef gave food to his brothers to eat. So therefore, even if, so once it's, it could be redeemed. So my answer is, Achav Mayaskina on the Mishnah, talking about a case where it already was something bought with money of Maaser Sheni, Bilakuach, food that had been bought with money of Maaser Sheni, and then it became Tamei, and that is not something that you could redeem. Asks the Gemara of Alifrike, still you should be able to redeem it. It's not in the Mishnah. Halakuach b'kesef Maaser Shenitma yipadeh. That if somebody put the fruit of Maaser onto coins, brought the coins to Yerushalayim, bought a food item there, and the food item became impure, he can redeem it and buy with it some other food. So why did our Mishnah say you have to bury the fruits of Maaser Sheni? And to the Gemara, our Mishnah holds, Krib Yehuda, the Amaru holds, that things bought with money of Ma'aseh Sheni that become Tameh, Yikaver, have to be buried. So they have to be buried. That's why it has to be buried. Ihachi, if that's the case, if that's the issue, my iria ir nidachas. Why are we talking about a city where the people are worshiping idols? Afilu da almanami, right? Anytime you have produce purchased with money of Ma'aseh Sheni that becomes Tameh, you have to bury it. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. El Olam, so really we have to say that the Mishnah is talking about Ma'aseh Sheni, which is Tahor, that's in Yerushalayim. And then after they got the fruit to Yerushalayim, the people of the city of this fruit became an Ir Nidachas. So now, all the possessions of the people become prohibited. So the Ma'aseh Sheni also becomes prohibited because it's the property of the people. So we ask 1 second, but if it's inside Yerushalayim, once it got into Yerushalayim, that's it, it should be okay. We're talking about where the walls of Yerushalayim collapsed. So since the walls collapsed, the property is still prohibited. Of the Ir Nidachas, it's still part of the Ir Nidachas, and it becomes prohibited with the Ir Nidachas. So could the Rava like the law of Rava? Tam Rava's Rava taught Mechitza Lechol Toraisa, that from the Torah we can only eat Ma'aseh Sheni when it's within the walls. Liklot Drabana, but the law that once Ma'aseh Sheni comes into the walls, then already it belongs to Yerushalayim, and it would no longer have the status of Yerni Dachas. That's only a rabbinic law. Since it's a rabbinic law, it only applies when the walls are standing. When the walls aren't standing, the law doesn't apply.
Which wall are we talking about?
The walls of Yerushalayim.
So like the old city?
Those walls currently of the old city are very recent. They were only in the 1500s built by the Turks. So we're talking about the original wall. When you go further into the old city, near the Churva Square, yeah, off on the left, they found the wall of King Chizkiyahu. So that would be the original wall, and it went over down into the valley. The original Jerusalem had a big chunk of the valley. That was part of it. Okay, Kisvi HaKodesh Yiganezu. So the Mishnah says if you have in the Ir Nidachas, in the city of idolatry, holy books, you can't burn them, so you have to bury them. So the Gemara explains, Masnis, and this Mishnah is against the Lo Krib Eliezer. It's not like the view of Rabbi Eliezer that we saw earlier. The Tanya will enter in Bryce. Rabbi Eliezer says that since you can't burn a holy book, so if a city of idolatry has a holy book in it, the whole city gets saved. So you can't burn one book, so you can't burn anything. Because he said, Kol yesh yesh b'afilu mezuzah achas. If a city has even a single mezuzah, ein anas hisler nidachas, it can't become a city of mostly idolatry that has to be destroyed, if the property is destroyed.
So is that the minimum amount of...
Yeah, it's saying one holy thing, just a mezuzah.
That's pretty small.
That's not much. Right? Not a lot. It'd be pretty hard to have an Ir Nidachas if you say if there's just a mezuzah, it's already kosher. Sharei Ne'emar, because the Torah says, V'sarafta ba'esh es sa'ir, ye shall burn by fire the city of Eskol Shlalak Kalil and all of her possessions entirely. Ve'echadika mezuzah lo efsher. If you have a mezuzah, you can't do that. That's it, because the Pasuk says, break the idols, but lo sa'asu ken la'ashem elokeichem, don't do so for God your Lord. So therefore, since you can't burn the mezuzah, because it has Hashem's name, so you don't have as kol shlalatik boats, you can't fulfill the pasuk of gathering all of her merchandise and destroying it, so the whole city gets saved. So that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, okay, the merchandise is prohibited, you can't burn some of them, so bury some of it. But that's not the view of Rebbe Lazar. Yes?
Kodesh. Why here they making the mezuzah? Because mezuzah is the bar kavua. That's why.
Yeah, it's likely.
If it's not kavua, could be moved like anything else that we learn.
No. Even a mezuzah, even a small thing that everybody has,
yeah,
would save a city, but certainly a Sefer Torah or Tefillin would save the city, according to Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so the Mishnah then has a discussion, what happens to the remains of a city where the majority worships idols. Rabbi Shimon said, "Vaisatel olam," it should be completely destroyed, not even turned into a garden. And Rabbi Akiva said, "No, lo tibaneot," it doesn't get rebuilt anymore. It doesn't get rebuilt the way it was, but it can be turned into a garden. So that's an argument between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. What happens to it? So Lemas, the Gemara suggests, maybe, Bidrev Avin, Am Rabbi Loi Kamifli. Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva are arguing in the argument between Rabbi Avin and the name of Rabbi Loi. So Am Rabbi Avin, Am Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Avin used to say the name of Rabbi Loi. Come, welcome, Shatamotze Klal Basse. If you have a generalization in the positive mitzvah, Uprat, and the detail is below Sase in the prohibition. Ain't done an Oso B'Klal Uprat. It doesn't have the rule of Klal and Prat. So we have a rule. One of the ways to interpret the Torah is Klal and then Prat. So if the Torah says a generalization, which includes lots of things, and then a certain detail, so we say Ain't B'Klal Masha B'Prat. The Klal only includes what's in the detail. The detail is saying that's what the klal talked about and not about anything else. So Rabbi Avin is saying that this is true when the klal and the prat are both in the mitzvah saseh or both in the mitzvah lo taseh. But where the klal is about one mitzvah, like destroying the Erni Dachas, the Torah says, Vaisatel olam, implying totally destroyed forever from everything, nothing growing there. And then when it says the detail, it's the prohibition. Lo tibane'od. It shouldn't be rebuilt again. So in the prohibition, it's a detail. So it can't be rebuilt the way it is. But Vaisatel Olam is a generalization. So therefore, since it's not a klal uprat, so the generalization stays as a generalization. Tel Olam, totally empty of everything. Mar Islid Reb Avin. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds like Rabbi Avin, so therefore Tel Olam means it can't be turned into a garden. Well, Mar Leslid Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with Rabbi Avin. He holds it's a klal uprat. So it says, Vaisa Tel Olam, it should be left totally empty. But then it said, what does it mean totally empty? Lo tibane'od, it can't be rebuilt. That means only that it can't be rebuilt as a city, but everything else is okay. The Gemara says, lo, not necessarily. Tukuli Am Mislid Rabbi Avin. Maybe everybody agrees to the law of Rabbi Avin. This is not klal uprat. But here we have a different argument. Mar Savar Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, it says, Lo Sibane Od, shall not be built anymore. Lo Sibane Od, it shall not be built anymore. The word Od is an inclusion to include, don't even make it into gardens and orchards. Mar Savar, the other opinion is, when it says Lo Sibane Od, it shall not be built anymore. The Kamasha Haisan in Ivnes, it can't be built the way it was. But to build it into something else, and you can make it into gardens and orchards. Let's say there were trees that were already detached from the ground that are in the city, the Erni Dachas. So they're property of the city and they become prohibited. If you have trees that are still attached to the ground, Mutarin, they are permitted. Because what's attached to the ground never becomes prohibited, as we said before about hair yesterday. As called shlalatik boats, you shall gather her merchandise. That which can be gathered becomes prohibited, not that which needs to be detached and then gathered. Shalir acheres, let's say there are city, there are trees of another city. So, bein tlushin, whether they are detached, bein mechubarin, aser, and whether they are detached or attached, they are prohibited. Ma'ir acheres, what does it mean, trees of another city? So, Amar Rav Chisda, that's referring to a different city that there was a prohibition of getting benefit from it. Which city is that? Yericho, the city of Jericho. After Yehoshua conquers Jericho, he made a prohibition, the chsivit it says, Vaisa'ir cherem, city shall be totally prohibited. La Hashem, completely to God, says the city, v'chalasherba, everything in it, even the trees that are attached. The verse says, Vayashba Yoshua ba'isahi le'mor. And Yoshua made swear at that time, saying, Arura ish lifnei Hashem, cursed is the man before God, Asher Yakum, who will get up, Uvana Sa'ir Azos, who will build the city as Yericho, Bivcharo Yasdena, when he lays the foundations of this city, he's going to lose his oldest son, Uvitziro Yatziv Dlasa, when he completes the city and he puts up the doors, his youngest son will die. So that was the law, that was the vow that Yehoshua made, and we find that there was a wicked king, Achav, who went out, and he, in fact, unfortunately, built Yericho. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Lo Yericho, Al Shem Ir Acheres. He can't build the city Yericho and call it another name. Lo Ir Acheres, Al Shem Yericho. He couldn't build some other city and call it Yericho. Because it says that in the days of Achav, Bana Chiel Beis Ha'eli, Chiel from Beit El, built at Yericho. He built Yericho. Ba'aviram b'choro yizda. With Aviram, his eldest, he established it. Uvizgov tziro, itziv tlaseh. And with Skov, his youngest, he put up his doors. And he died. They died. The oldest and the youngest died, as Yoshua cursed. Now, presumably, Chiel didn't actually build Yericho. He built some other city that he called Yericho. And even so, his children died. So you see that the vow included even this scenario. Tanya Lindina Braisa, Baviram Becharo Rasha, Lohaya Lo Lilmod. When Aviram, the wicked son of Chiel, died, he didn't learn anything. Because he said, well, he just happened to die. But Biskov Tziro, but when his youngest son, Skov, also died, he should have realized what he had done, that he was punished for building a city and naming it Yericho. Aviram Uskov my Ovid. Now what did they do? Why were they considered so wicked? Why are they called Russia? Answer the Gemara, Achikam, this is what the Braisa means. Ba'aviram b'choro hayalo l'ilmod lo'osa Russia. Read the Braisa differently. Once Aviram b'choro, once the Russia is Chiel, once Aviram, his firstborn, dies, okay, you can say he wouldn't have learned. It just happened to be. It's a fluke. But Biskov Tziro, but once, in other words, before his first son died, so he would have said, okay, you know, Yoshua cursed the builders of Yericho. This isn't Yericho. It's another city called Yericho. But once his son died, so then he should have realized, hey, this is dangerous. And he continued building, and he lost his son Skov too. Biskov Tziro. So the Gemara now explains to me, Mashma Shenemar, once the Pasuk says, Baviram Bechoro Yisada, that with his firstborn Aviram, then he lost, that was at the foundation, he lost him. Seini Odesh Skov Tziro, so obviously Skov is his younger son. So Matam Lomar Skov Tziro, what does the Torah, after the Navi say, Skov was the younger son? He had many sons. Starting with Aviram, he started burying sons, and then other sons, until he finished with Skuv. All right, so after the children of Chiel died, Achav Shushbinei Haya. Achav was a very close friend of Chiel. Asa Iu Veliyahu L'mishal B'shlama Beit Amya. So, Achav and Eliyahu Hanavi came to the mourner's tent of Chiel. Yasev Kamar, Achav sat and said, maybe Yoshua cursed in this way. Lo Yericho al Shemir Acheres, don't rebuild Yericho and give it another name. And Lo Yeracheres al Shem Yericho, don't build another city and call it Yericho. Amar Eliyahu, so Eliyahu said, and that's exactly what Yoshua did. So Amar Lei, so Achav said to Eliyahu, I don't understand. Moshe's curses don't come true. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, and we say it in Shema every day, that if you don't listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem, If you worship other idols, chas v'shalom, v'charaf Hashem b'chem, Hashem will be angry, v'atzaras Hashemayim v'yamatar, he's going to stop the heavens and there won't be rain. So said Achav, ahu gavra, me, Achav, ukim le'avodas kochav makol, tell him to tell him, I put up an idol on every single furrow in a field, and yet v'lo shavak le'mitcha demezel mizgud le, and yet the rain is so much that we can't even go bow to the idols there because there's so much dirt and rain and mud there. So, if Moshe's curses don't come true, levat yisur Yeshua tamidim eskaima, how would we think that the curses of Yeshua would come true? So, Leo was so upset at this blasphemy, miyad, so that's what's the context, when Vayomer Leo HaTishbi Toshavei Gilad, when Leo HaTishbi says, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I swear by God, im yatalu matar, I swear that there won't be any rain. Boi rachmi Leo anavi David, so God gave him the key of rain to stop all the rain. And he got up and he left once he left the once the rain stopped. The pasuk says, and the word of God was to him saying, "Lech mizeh, go from here, and turn to the east and hide in this river." And the crows, the ravens, were bringing bread and meat to Elio. Mehecha, where were they bringing the meat to Elio? And there was this famine because there was no rain. They would bring it from Achav's kitchen. It was after 2 years. And the river dried up because there was no rain. So came into Chazal Ikatzar of Alma. Once God saw that there was such pain because there was no rain, so God wanted to send rain. So, if that's when you have the pasuk, "Va'idvar Hashem lovely more," Hashem tells Eliyahu, "Kum le Tzarfas, go to Tzarfas." Uksiv, "Va'hi achar dvar melech halah ben aisha ba'alas abayis," the son of this woman gets sick. "Va'hi rachmi," so Eliyahu, a navi, asks for the power to bring him back to life. "L'metan le'kli d'tchias ha'mesim," give me the key of tchias ha'mesim. Amaleh, they said to him like this: "Shalosh mavteichos lo'nim su l'shliach." There are three keys that are not given to any emissaries, but God himself takes care of them. Shalchaya, a woman to give birth. Shalkshamim, of rain. Shalkhiya Samesim, for the dead to come back to life. Yom Rishtayim biyad Talmud v'yachas biyad Arav. Are the two of the keys going to be in the hands of Elio, the student, and only one in God's hand? So you know what? You want the key to bring back to life. I see, give back the key of rain. V'shakilai, then you can take the key of Tchiya Samesim. That's what the verse says. Leich. Hey, Ra'el Achav, go and appear to Achav at Namatar, and then I'll give rain. There was a student who taught in front of Rav Chisda. Mashal de'Elio l'ma adavar doma, what's Elio like? L'gavar d'tarki l'gali v'abdil miftechei, to a person who locks his door, and he loses the key. So Elio Anavi locked the gates of heaven, but then he lost the key because he didn't have the ability to open it up again. Darash Rabbi Yossi Be'ir Tzipori, Ab Elio, my dear friend Elio Anavi, Kapton, he was very, Kapton Hava, he was very worked up, he was very angry about what Achav did. Have a regular Mesi Gabe, he used to come to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yossi, Elio Anavi, but because Rabbi Yossi said that Elio Anavi had a temper issue, Iksimine Tlasa Yomav Lo Asi, he was hid from him for 30 days, and he didn't come. He also, when he finally did come, Amar Le Rabbi Yossi said, "Amai lo asamar, why didn't we have Elio Anavi for the last 30 days? Amar Le, so Elio said, "The captain currently, you call me a guy who gets angry." Amar Le, so Rabbi Yossi said, "Ha de kaman de kakapid mar." Here's the proof, right in front of us, you're getting angry. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashio me Ratzak Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sakas as Yisrael. Tzivah Chakir b'Lei Torah. Mitzvot Neamar. Dnecha Peis Laman. Sukkoy Gil Torah. He didn't come for 3 days. Not. Actually, let's wait a second till Saul puts on.